Welcome to my podcast, Listen to M. I'm your host, Emlyn, and thank you for listening. This is episode 24 of my motherfucking podcast. I just started numbering episodes, literally last episode, because I want to be able to, track my growth. I don't know. It seems like a very podcast thing to do. Like, every other podcast I see is like that. I'm still going to have names for them or whatever. But, yeah, numbering my podcast. But, anywho's, let's get right into this motherfucking podcast. Because, you know, this, my podcast, it's very, it's very near and dear to my heart, and I'm still trying to nurture it because I want it to grow and I want it to do fabulous things, and I want it to resonate with people, and I want them to feel me on all types of different levels. I don't know, this is my baby, but episode 24, you feel me? Listen to M. Entitled Dear Friend, or What the Fuck is a Friend? I want to say that I feel like it's a common trend in my life, you know, for me to be, a good friend. I feel like I try to be whatever my friend needs, whoever my friend is. You know, if they need a listening ear, I'll be there. If they just want to have a good time, I'll be there. If they're just going through some shit and they don't want to be by themselves, I'll be there. With my kids and all, you feel me? I've always overextended myself. I've always, put myself in situations that I have no business being in, or being in a place where I'm really uncomfortable and keeping a smile on my face. Because, you know, I really do like to see the people I love happy, genuinely happy. It gives me life. I don't know how much more else I can say that, but I really am that way. And I really try to be a friend and a person that I would want somebody to be for me. Even though, I might not get that in return. That's never going to change me or the type of person I am. And I don't know what in the fucking universe ecosystem is going on. But I feel like within the last year of my life, a lot of my friendships that I... I've either had for a long time or just never thought or thought we'd be friends forever or thought we'd still be close. You know, those friendships have been, evaporating. I don't know. They're just not the same. And I understand getting older and, you know, a lot of us aren't in the same place, mentally, you feel me, or we want different things out of life. So it's like we're outgrowing each other in a sense, I guess. And it kind of fucking sucks. I'm not gonna lie. It really fucking sucks because it's just wow. And I've noticed I have some friendships that I've I try to hold on to and constantly reach out to them. Hey, what's up? What you doing? Want to hang out? And you know, the energy is not being reciprocated. And I just have to understand that I have to let those things go and just let it be what it'll become. You know, I also have, people in my life who I feel like should never question my loyalty or, the care, the type of person I am. You feel me? I pride myself on being a very solid individual. You feel me? I am the same way. The same way I act when I'm all the way up, fucking living my best life is the same fucking way I act when I'm fucking on my dick. You know, on my fucking ass. You feel me? I pride myself in that because, I don't know, maybe just my life experiences have humbled me a certain type of way, or I don't know. I'm just that's just me. I'm solid as fuck, and I will always be that no matter what. You know, there has been times in my life where people who I call my best friends or, you know, really good friends have not been there for me. And I never take it personal because at the end of the day, I feel like nobody owes me anything. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's something that I would do for my nearest and dearest friends, or I'll go way above and beyond. You feel me? at the end of the day, nobody's entitled or obligated to do anything for you. You know, like, there have been times where, you feel me, like, I was homeless as fuck, had nowhere to go, and reached out to a friend. And, you feel me, they turned their back on me, and they're like, no. I wasn't like, you fucking bitch, you cunt. I didn't act no different. I didn't throw no shade. I just kept it moving. You get what I'm saying? Like, it just is what it is, you know? Like, I have fought for bitches who then turn around and become best friends with the person. You know, like, you know, it just, maybe those should have been, like, flags in my life that maybe they don't fucking hold me to a higher standard than I hold them. But, like, to each its own, it is what it is, you know? So it's like, what the fuck is a friend? Like, to me, a friend, it's just, I don't know. I don't know if I could, like, really put it into words, but I could, like, use examples, like, if you have struggled with me, if you have fucking starved with me, if you have fucking went to McDonald's and ate a fucking McChicken and fries because all we got is $5, bitch, we're motherfucking friends, bitch. Like, I don't know how else to put it. If you've ever slept in a fucking car with me because we didn't know where the fuck we were going, like, you're a fucking friend to me, like, forever. And it's like, even people that I'm necessarily haven't struggled with, but, you know, I have come across people in my life who, like, know the type of person I am and, like, value me as a friend. And even if we don't talk every fucking day, like, just an example, like, the other day, story of my fucking life, because I always run out of fucking gas or some fucking type of shit. Like, just today, I fucking have a fucking flat tire. Wow, big whoop. Story of my life. But anyways, like, I got stuck out of gas, and I was near my old job, who I probably worked there 2 years ago, but shout out to my dog, Ron. I hadn't talked to, like, me and him don't talk every fucking single day. And, you know, I was stuck on the I, like, right by my old job, and I thought of him, and I called him, and he came through clutch, like, no questions asked. You know, like, I am blessed in the sense that I do have a couple of near and dear friends. I feel me? I'm like, yo, I'm on my dick. Can you throw me 40? Yeah, no fucking problem. Not even a blink of an eye. And it's not even about, like, you know, like, a money thing or anything like that. It's just, like, the fact, like, at the end of the day, like, we know what, like, how we are with each other, or, like, what type of friendships we have. Like, you know, if I got it, you got it. If you got it, I got it. Like, it's not a question. It's not even a, like, like, you know, it's just no bad intentions. It's just, like, real solid shit, you feel me? Like, being the person that you would want somebody to be for you. Like, I really feel like that is a true fucking friend, you feel me? And it's, like, when times get rough and, like, you're going through shit, it's having understanding that shit happens, understanding that people don't fucking go out. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm sure some people do, but, like, people don't go out their way to fucking spite you. And if you feel like, if I'm your friend and you feel like I fucking purposely fucked you over or put you in a fucking negative situation on purpose, then, bro, on by all means, call me the fuck out so we could talk about it, bro. Because, like, that's not me. That's not a characteristics trait, like, of mine, you feel me? Like, no, never, absolutely fucking not. And I don't know, like, a lot of, like, recent events in my life have really, like, it has made me look at people who I've considered my really close friends, like, kind of look at them a little bit cross-eyed, because it's like, bro, like, if you feel a type of way, or, like, if I call you my fucking friend, then I just feel like you should know what the fuck time it is and what type of time I am. I'm on, you know, like, I'm not the fucking richest. I don't have all the fucking nicest shit in the world, you feel me? I can't just fucking, you know, just throw all my shit away and, like, fucking start. Like, you know, like, there's just, like, there's things that I'm not necessarily blessed yet in a sense or whatever. But I don't feel like that makes me not be a fucking good friend, you feel me? And it's like, yeah, I brush up on this, or I speak about this. Like, my podcast is like my fucking diary. Like, I talk my shit and I speak my truth. And if you have a problem with it, then come see me. You feel me? Like, it's crazy. Like, I'll sit there and I'll be so dumbfounded and blinded by, like, people throwing slick shots or, like writing a little post on fucking Facebook. And, like, because this, like, you know, people be like, well, if the shoe fits, wear it. Well, you feel me? Like, It's just, I speak about this because it was brought to my attention, but, you know, like, they're like, oh, I thought they were throwing some shade. I'm like, well, you know what? That shit went over my head because I didn't feel like that person would be talking about me or even, like, commenting on me or, like, just whatever. But, you know, like, tough situations, like, really shows people's true colors. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it sucks sometimes. And it doesn't matter how long you've known somebody, apparently. It doesn't matter the history. It doesn't matter none of that shit. Because some people just, you know, we value different... I guess we value different things in friendships. Like, I don't know. I mean, I do know, but it's just... It really, like, it dumbfound me. Like, the fact that... Like, I don't know that to even be questioning, like, friendships in my life. But you know what? I've told God, like, if whoever's for me, let them be for me. And if they're not, like, don't. And, like, Lord and behold, like, within the last year of my life, I've outgrown a lot of my friendships and relationships. And no hard feelings, no love lost. But it's just, you know, we are in different places in our life and we value different things and we want different things out of life. You know, I can only speak about myself and what I want. You feel me? Like, the people in my life, like, I want them to be of quality. Like, and I think that in this age, like, in this time in society, like, a lot of people are impressed by a lot of shit that I'm not anymore. You know, like, yes, I want, like, the flashy things and all the nice stuff, but I know that shit's gonna come. You feel me? I'm more worried about, like, being a good person, a solid individual, like, outdoing myself, progressing. And it's not even just with, like, the things that I have, but it's just, like, my growth as a person and the shit that I'm really on. You feel me? Like, I question some of my friendships, just because I feel like if we're not talking about anything, like, if we're over here and all we're talking about is love and hip-hop and some bullshit and some fucking people from fucking back in high school or whatever in the day, it's like, what is our friendship, well, really based on? You feel me? Just us talking shit. Like, we're not on any plays. We're not trying to build together. Like, I don't know. I feel like people are so quick to jump into relationships and try to build with, like, their nigga or their fucking girlfriend than, like, you know, like, the solid people that have been around you for, like, your whole life. You feel me? Like, I'm on some shit. Like, okay. Don't get me wrong, I do, like, I would love to have, like, a significant other at one type of, in one moment in time in my life, you feel me? But I just, like, my happiness is my happiness, you feel me? I'm not gonna put my happiness on somebody else's hand. So if I'm around certain individuals, and I value a lot of my fucking friendships and the shit that they're on, and I love to push whatever the fuck they got going, I'm gonna jump on that bandwagon. I'm not gonna sit here and fucking be like, boo-hoo-hoo, because, like, I don't have a nigga that I can fucking go buy a house with. You feel me? Like, I'm gonna get my fucking bad bitches and my real niggas, and we gonna make shit shake. That's how I feel about my life. And not everybody has that mentality. And so I don't have all these conversations with other people, because I will sit back and observe what you're on. You feel me? A lot of people like to say that they're good fucking friends. Are you really a good friend, or, you know, are you just there to have a good time all the time? Are you really a good friend, or are you only helpful when it's benefiting whatever the fuck you want to do, whatever the trip you want to go on, whatever the fuck? Like, you know, like, those are, like, I'm at a time in my life where these are the things that I have to sit back and look at, like, what these people around me, like, call, like, true friends, or whatever the case may be. Like, you know, I sit back and like, you know, it's like when people are like, if they're talking about them, then what the fuck are they saying about me? Like, you know, like, I gotta be real with myself. Like, I'm not above anybody else. So it's like, if you're talking all the shit to me about this fucking person, and, you know, and then I see you dick riding them tomorrow, what the fuck are you saying about me? And, you know, like, people will never want to check themselves. They never want to be real with themselves about the shit that comes out their mouth. And they love to say one thing and mean another. Love it. Like, they'd be like, okay, this is just an example. No shade, no fucking tea, but, like, because it's just the freshest example that comes to my mind. You know, like, when two people, they're, like, fucking or whatever, or they're dating or whatever the fuck they got going on, right? And they're like, let's just say, like, I just don't want to, like, sound like a fucking asshole. Let's say they're together and they have, or they're not, like, officially together, but they have a mutual understanding that, you know, that they're only fucking with one another and nobody else. and then one of the persons finds out that the other person is fucking with somebody else, but they're doing the exact same shit, and it's just the other person doesn't know what the fuck you're doing. Bitch, you are not above that person. You know, you are doing the same fucking shit. And it's like hypocrites. Like, people will be hypocrites and just like say things and really not be standing on them or really not evoking that. So it's like, that's just like a relationship example, but like friendship wise, like that's where I'm at with it. Like, if you're saying all this shit about this person and then you're around them and you're dick riding them, then what the fuck? Then I feel like I should no longer, like, you know, I can't really trust your word on it, because you're speaking so much negativity about this person, but then you want to jump in their face. And it's not even about like a growth thing. Like, I don't know. Like, I just don't know. Like, I'm really at this place in my life where it's like, I know I'm not perfect. You feel me? I know I got shit to work on. Like, I'll be the first to say, like, me, like, I have anxiety. I feel like everybody has an anxiety to, in one type of which way form. You feel me? Mine used to be like, I just, you know, like, sometimes I talk fast, or I get like really really red. Like, I was the type of person that I would get so, and I still till this day, I will get so much anxiety about calling off to work that I would avoid the whole situation, no call, no show, and then have to come up with some dramatic ass fucking lie the next day, because I just can't fathom like letting people down, even if they really don't care about it, even if it's not a big deal, even if whatever, like that, you know, like, I know I have things to work on. I'm working on them slowly but surely. You feel me? Like, I will overcome all these obstacles that I have within myself. But I'm real with myself, and when I feel a type of way towards people, I really, like, I sit back and I wonder why. You feel me? And there's been certain friendships in my life that I've had for a long time that I've never questioned, because our friendship has never been tested, or like, I don't know. But I don't know, y'all. I'm gonna call this dear friend fucking rant, because like, I feel like I'm ranting, but I am, because I, like, this is how I feel. And it's like, in the same sense, like, I pride myself in being a solid individual, you know, and like, I really like do try to be that friend to everybody. I don't have all the money in the world. I can't attend every fucking function. Like, I'm a single mother of two kids, you feel me? I've made a lot of mistakes in my younger years that affect me to this day, you feel me? But I understand that, like, it is what the fuck it is. But I don't know, y'all. I do know, but I don't know. But I just thank you guys for listening. And like, I talked to my friend Fritz, because he hasn't had a podcast for like, I want to say 4 or 5 years now. And it's like one of the things that like I talked to him about in regards to my podcast is like, where he tells me a lot that his podcast is very therapeutic, and I so resonate with that. And you know what, I'm at a point in my life where like, sometimes like I be wanting to go the fuck off on my podcast and talk about all the shit that be going on, but I don't like to offend people. I don't want nobody to feel like I'm personally attacking them or nothing like that. I just want to talk how I feel and not give a fuck about what anybody else says. And like, this is one of these conversations where I'm just talking about how I feel. And if you feel like it's a fucking about you, then so fucking well, so be it. If you got a problem, come check me about it. You know what I mean? But it's just like, I know when I come off strong. But let me tell you something about me. Like, what the fuck I say is what I mean. Like, I mean what I say. Like, and you know, I was in a situation recently with a friend who, like, you know, they want to say it wasn't about something, because people never like to be like, what the fuck it's really about. They're like, it's not about this, it's about that. But like, let's just be, in all honesty, if you consider me your fucking real friend and you know me and the type of person I am, then you would know that I would never like punk fake you. I would never fucking sabotage you. I would never whatever. So if you're coming at me because you feel pressed about a situation, then I have to take offense to it now, because you're questioning my character, my loyalty, the type of person that I pride myself and being in. And instead of being direct about the situation, you want to come like subliminal. And like, I don't respect that shit. I don't. And I'm sorry, like, for such a long time. And it's like, I want to say it's a good thing. It's like a blessing and a curse. And like, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing. But like, I've always been able to tolerate more shit than anybody else around me. You feel me? I've always been the fucking one to fucking put myself out there. Like, I've gotten charges for people. You feel me? Like, off love and friendship. You feel me? For fucking people who went and fucking fucked me over at the end of the day. Like, it is what it is, but I will never stop being who I am. Like, it just is what it is. But I've always been the fucking friend to fucking put myself, like, in situations that I don't want to be in, be around people that I really don't care to for my friend, or, like, whatever. Like, I've always been that one. And you know what? And if I sit here and I really, really think about it, about, like, who the fuck has showed up for me, I'm not gonna say, oh, people have never shown up for me, because they have, you feel me? But, like, when it comes like the same way that I have, absolutely not. Like, and but you be fucking lying if you say you did, because no, nobody does, because I don't put people in those situations or force them in situations that I know very well they wouldn't want to be in. Like, if I know you don't like this fucking person, I'm not gonna go sit there and stick them next to you, especially if I know that you don't like them or they don't like you or whatever the fuck. Like, I don't do shit like that to people, you know? But it's like, maybe I'm just a little bit more considerate than the next, you know? Maybe I'm just more thoughtful about certain things. And a lot of people like to be talking about friends and being so reliable and talking about, oh, I'm this and I'm that. But, like, come on now, let's be real. Like, let's be really, really real. Like, you feel me? Let's go tick for tack and, like, about characteristic traits and about being solid and this and that. You know, like, it's just, that shit's neither here nor there. And, you know, this is very therapeutic. This is my fucking venting and ranting session. You feel me? If you feel me, you feel me. If you don't, you don't. But, like, somebody got to say it. And shit, I might as well say it on my motherfucking podcast. Biatch. No. I mean, you know, I'm just doing the most now. You know, I like to mess around. But in all reality, it's just like, I feel like a lot of us, a lot of people, you know, there's going to be a point in time in your life where you feel me that, you know, the people that you've been around your whole life, the people that, you know, you held nearest and dearest and held them to a higher standard, you know, they might not see you in the same light. And at the end of the day, like, it is what the fuck it is. And I will never sit here and try to fucking, like, prove myself or you know, I'm not gonna force myself into anything. Like, I'm the type of person, like, you want to hear what I'm talking about, listen. If you don't, then don't. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and talk to a fucking brick wall. You got to be receptive to what the fuck I'm talking about. And if you're not, that it is what it is, you know? Like, it's I'll just take it for what it is, because that's how I feel about life. Like, I'm gonna make the most out of life. I'm gonna make the most out of the relationships that come into my life. If you're receptive to, like, the shit I'm on, the energy I'm on, what I'm talking about, where I'm going, then hey, let's fucking go. If you're not, all right, I'll catch you later. No hard feelings, no love lost. And I just, like, want to emphasize this to, like, the people around, like, to my listeners or whoever's listening to this. Like, you feel me? Like, check yourself and the people around you. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're going to outgrow certain people. It is what it is. We're not on the same shit. We don't have all the same goals and beliefs. We value different things. You know, what's cool to me may not be cool to you. You know, a lot of people love to place a lot of emphasis in fucking money. Like, to me, money comes, money goes. Like, I've had lots of it and I've had none of it. It is what it is. I'm always going to remain the same way. Like, my character is never going to change, based on, like, what somebody's pockets look like, or because I feel like I could benefit from them, or, you know, they might buy me something. Like, that has never been me, never gonna be me, you know? Like, there was another, like, I had a, you know, somebody who, I mean, me and him, we did kind of have history or whatever, but I held him so near and dear to my heart, and he was somebody who's very highly favored. And, like, I feel like, I don't know, his emphasis on money and, like, him admiring certain things and things that I don't exactly have right now made him feel like he was better than me. And he said some shit, and it's like, listen, whatever the fuck you say, mean that shit and stand on it. You feel me? And it caused us to go in, like, two different ways. And, like, it hurt me. It really, really did, because, you know, I love that nigga. Like, I really considered him a really good, he was just somebody in my life for a long time who I held to, like, a higher standard. And when it's like, when, like, all these situations come to be and people start showing you who they really are and what they really value and what they really stand on, it's like, you be asking for the signs, dog, they be there, and, like, you really gotta take it, and you gotta stand on it, and it sucks, you feel me? Like, me being able, like, I like to, not that I like to, but I do, like, have a deep understanding for why people are the way they are, and I accept them, and I take all their shit, because, you feel me, people aren't the way they are for whatever reason. They are that way for a reason, and a lot of times people don't think that they have, like, character flaws, or that they, like, they don't think that certain things are an issue because they've always been that way their whole life. And I've realized a lot of things about myself that I've had to change and that I'm working on because, you know, we're all made up of habits. And over time, like, you know, they're just normalized. Like, that just becomes who we are. But until, you know, you look at yourself in the mirror and you, you know, dissect yourself and, like, you know, we have some good things and we have some bad things, but, like, you have to check yourself. Like, sometimes you are the fucking toxic person, you know? And I've even more recently had to make amends with somebody who I know that I didn't treat in a very good light, and they never did nothing wrong to me from my past, you know, like, they just wanted to, like, be there for me, and I was so caught up in my shit and what the fuck I was going through that, like, I didn't want to deal with nobody, or I was lost, and I shit on that person, and I had to be like, you know, it was, like, bothering me because, like, you know, we were friends on social media and, like, you know, I see he's doing good, he's on this, whatever, and I had to reach out to him and be like, listen, you know, like, I apologize, like, you feel me, like, I wasn't the greatest person back in the day, like, you know, like, I just want to, like, let you know that I'm sorry and that's not who I am, you know, and it's, like, I felt so much better, and, like, because you have to be real with yourself, you feel me, like, oh my god, we love to, like, pick and poke at people but never look at ourselves, and you know, sometimes you gotta look at yourself, like, I've been having to look at myself a lot and be like, yo, is this what the fuck I really stand on? And is this what I really stand on? And if so, like, this is what I'm pushing. If this is not what the fuck I stand on and I really don't rock with that behavior, I'm not the type of person to, like, say, first of all, whatever I say about anybody, I can say that shit to their face, like, wholeheartedly. A lot of people say that shit, but they don't mean that shit, because if that was, like, you would have the conversation, you know what I'm saying? But that's neither here nor there. But you know, it's just like, I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna wrap this shit up. When it comes to friendships, I would say, you know, be who you would want somebody to be for you in all aspects of the word. Like, have compassion, have understanding towards other people and other situations. And another thing, you feel me, like, you're not always gonna be 100%, you know, you're gonna have your good days and your bad days, and so will the other people around you, you know, so have understanding for that. You know, it's like the same understanding and compassion that you want somebody to have for you when you're not on your A-game, have that for somebody else. And if you call yourself, you know, saying that this person is your friend, you know, like, really, like, I feel like if I call you my friend, I'm never gonna question your character, your judgment, and your intentions with me. So if you have individuals in your life that you feel like you should have to question, you feel like they're not as solid as you, whatever, you know, that maybe you need to relinquish those friendships. And if you realize that you do have, like, a A1 fucking percent rider, a bitch who's really gonna ride, or a nigga who's really gonna ride for you and who accepts you with everything, the good, the bad, the ups and downs, when you got money, when you don't got money, when your fucking gas tank's on fucking E, and they'll be like, let me fill that shit because I fucking got you, and not expect nothing in return because it's just being solid and, like, being the person that you'd want somebody to be for you, then fucking be that, yo. Fucking be that shit, because that's who, like, I want to be. Like, I'm that fucking friend, and I will for always be that friend. And if I had a bazillion motherfucking dollars, bitch, all my friends would be sent with me and their fucking families, because, like, that's just how I rock, you feel me? Yes, in the same note, you know, not everybody is gonna appreciate you or value you where you're at in your life currently. I feel like a lot of the friends that I have or have had, you know, where I'm at in my process, in my journey, feel me, is not where maybe they are, or maybe they feel like they're ahead of me, or whatever the case may be, so they don't value me the same, and they don't respect me. But I can't do nothing about that, you know? Like, they gonna feel me, though, eventually, when that time comes, and maybe they're gonna wish they treated me a little bit better. But it is what it is, y'all. And thank y'all so much for listening to episode 24, What the Fuck is a Friend, Dear Friend Rant, whatever the fuck we're gonna call it, you know? Let me know what you think. Feedback is very much appreciated. And just let's talk some shit and speak our truths. I'm out.